Watch the breath. As we mentioned last time, the two ways one meditates, one is with Adho Yoga type, I'm present with something. So the asanas, we're practicing being present, that's in Adho Yoga type meditation. Sit quietly, be with the breath and mantra, to learn to be present, less distracted. Very wonderful tool. Second is more contemplation, Vedanta we call Nididhyasana, where there has to be some understanding and you try to observe things from that angle, contemplating that. So now, just try. You observe, on the one hand, when I observe myself, I'm multiple sensations, multiple thoughts, multiple experiences, every moment. On the other hand, I'm one, I'm always the same one. And everything comes somebody else, always the same one, always one behind all these experiences. Experiencing constantly changing, different thoughts, different emotion, different sensation of body, different sound. But I always feel I'm the same one, same person. Just be aware of this, I'm one and I'm many. Which one am I? Can I be one and many at the same time? So today we'll start preparation for this understanding through this one model, one system, you can say. So can open the eyes and give some introduction to this, the contemplation we'll be doing the rest of the class, at the end of the class each time, based on panchakosha like this. So there is some dichotomy there, I'm one or I'm many. I'm the same one or I'm somebody different? Which one? You can't be one and many at the same time. It doesn't work, right? Conflict. So our life has its own contradiction. So what happens then is one has to be either superimposed on the other, one seemingly on the other. They can't both be like this. And very interesting fact is people always feel I'm one, I'm the same person. I'm not a different one. You know, some things have changed, but I'm still that same person. Even with some psychological problems, somebody has all sorts of things, still, it's not, there's multiple me, multiple awarenesses. Even somebody who has split personality, at one time would be one. It's not their feeling I'm many of them like this. So this is very interesting. So in this way, the many seems to be on top of the one. If I'm not one awareness, the other ones can't be there like this. So what happens is the analysis that's done like this is taking the different tools that I have, tools for experience, and analyzing in order to see what is the, which part am I, what is this? Because there's this whole, you know, seems to be a whole mix-up, whole batch of stuff. So if I just take and see what the different parts are, it makes it a little clearer. like a very good example we can give nowadays, with technology nowadays very helpful as to understand this. I have a device, I have a cell phone, or I have a PC or iPad or something. And then I have, you know, home media to make myself, Facebook page and all these kind of things, right? All these different ones. There's probably Facebook, it's probably old school, and there's probably so many new platforms that I'm just not familiar because I don't use like this. So all these, now, my friends will see me, will see my thing online, all my posts online, will see my persona and everything there. I, the person, am one thing. I need a device in order to connect to these things, and then these platforms are all there. So all sorts of multiple things happening, but I'm one person behind these, the instruments. So I'm one person using this tool, this body, this mind, all this, these different instruments. You need an iPad or an iPhone or something, well, we have an iBody. You need the Facebook or whatever else it is. You need some software for it, or you have a mind for it. And you're using them for communication here, compared to the communication there. So what are these things, and how is it this is the interesting thing how it's looked at? So what happens is we have these different instruments, we could say. You need the physical instrument. Without a physical instrument, you can't interact in this world. Just like you need some device for the electronic communication like this. So this one, what it's called when we look at panchakosha, five different sheaths or five different tools for experience we have, is what's called anamaya kosha. Right? A kosha is a covering. It covers. I work through my online account. It's not me, it's a filter that I can be seen. Really here it's a filter that I'm seeing, for me to experience. So it's a covering, or they say a covering, kind of like if I have a light and then I have some shade over it, you can't see the light clearly, but you see there's some light behind you. You can't see what kind of light bulb it is, how strong it is. You see just the color of what's covering it, like this, something that you can see. There is light behind that, but you can't, but covers in it, and the light seems to be from the whole shade, you can see light in it, so it seems the light is in the shade. Really the light is just going through the shade, like this. So Annamaya Kosha is the physical body, meaning it's made out of food sheath. Because what this is, what is it made out of, right? Depending, you know, what we've been eating. You might be made out of dosa, and somebody might be made out of pasta, you might be made out of, you know, like this, right? You can see what I'm made out of, I'm partially made out of what's growing out here, the vegetables. Yes, the last time you saw some broccoli, now it's nothing, now it's become this. So made out of food, it's a modification of food. That's the material of it is. It's a material body, that's one tool, an instrument I have, okay? Second, I have what's called pranamaya. Pranamaya, kosha. This is energy, right? So physical body I identify with, I feel my body's I feel the pain of the body, come from the body, I feel I'm larger, I'm smaller, like this, it's the body. Here, I feel more tired now, I feel more energetic, more awake. I feel hungry, thirsty, these are all energy. The energy also manifests as the physiological functions, because what is a function? Certain movement of energy. That's what it is. So my heart, my digestion, all this. There's a physical factor, but the actual, what's working through, I need the energy. So pranamaya is other level that I have. Like this, that's also, that actually connects my subtle and physical. But also what it is also identity. Now I feel cold, so it's an experience. I experience I'm cold, but identify with that experience. I feel hungry, I identify that experience like this. So in this way, we have this pranamaya. Then we have what's called manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha, manaha, mind, comes from the word manaha, Sanskrit word. So this one is information, right? Google brings up a whole batch of information, right? you have to write a paper. Do you search engines nowadays? When we were kids, right? You have to go to the library and look up. Now just Google it. But of course, you have to find the right source if you just say anything. So, but the information, my mind is a lot of information. Thoughts, emotions is just a lot of information that I have to sort through. So this is the thoughts and emotions like this. Now, one interesting thing is when you have an instrument, it has to interact with the world as well. So the Pranamaya Kosha, it works together with what we call karmendriyas, my organs of action. Just like you in your phone, there's the speaker, there might be connect to a printer. So I can walk, I can talk, I can grasp things, lift. So I have instruments like this to do. So the Pranamaya Kosha is going to work with these because it has to be active. That's my instrument, to have energy and to go and do it, you know, get it done. Mind needs information. So I can see, I can hear, I can taste, I can touch, my five senses. So it's working with the Jnanendriyas to get information like this. So like this. So this one is pulling that information in. So this is what we have. This is other level that we have. These are all different tools, functionalities that I have. Functionality tool that I am using, just like I use my car, I use my computer. We have Vijnanamaya Kosha. This is intellectual sheet, we can say. It's also, these two are different functionalities of pretty much the same thing, of the mind. The difference is, this one is the analytical thinking, clear thinking. This one is information. You did a Google search. This is the one that I need. This one is nonsense. This one is the information I want. This is so clear understanding, right? I say, you know, I look from afar, see somebody. Is this that person familiar? Is it that person? Is it this person? I got closer. Yes, it's this person. First is information, then this one is. See, yes, this is what it is. So this is the Vijnanamaya Kosha. It also work together with the information coming in, with the Jnanendriyas, the senses that bring the information in, of touch, of seeing, etc. So that's also something I have. Because I have thoughts, and I can think, and I can decide like this. So I decide, right? And also, this one, this one is also an instrument, because I say, well, the decision making is me. Well, today my intellect is a little cloudy. I can't think clearly, right? Today my mind is clear in this. So it's the instrument itself is different at different times, right? People aren't allowed to drive when they had the wrong substance in the body, because it makes that one not work as the senses not work well and the intellect not work as well. But there's the same person behind, just the instrument has a virus in it that needs to be cleaned out, right? Then we have what's called Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya Kosha. Also, we call it also the seed body, the Karana Sharira, those who are familiar. So Anandamaya Kosha, what happens is, when I go, because this is going from gross to subtle, if you noticed. This is in physical body, these guys. In subtle body, this is in Karana Sharira, seed body. When I'm in deep sleep, I'm the most happy person, right? How wonderful. That's why, you know, if we can, that's why they invented snooze on the alarm. Let me just sleep a little more. I'm so happy. I love it. I'm very happy. My intellect doesn't have to get in there. I'm just happy. Does anybody have to tell you you're happy? No. If the weather is good or not, yes, I need either to see or to check my phone. Sometimes they clash. It says it's raining, but it doesn't look like it's raining. Well, this Google must be right, because Google, whatever it is. But in any case, so I don't need the information. I just am happy. I'm content. So it's before the intellect. Subtler than the intellect, I'm content. But I am happy, I'm content is, again, very subtle experience close to myself. It's still experience. I experience I'm happy. I experience I'm not happy. Nobody's telling me, I just know that I know that. So still is like, it's kind of like reflection, you can say. Because we say these are the instruments. Whose instruments are they? Who experiences the happiness? Who experiences my mind? Mind is clear, I can make a clear decision. It's not a good time, my intellect isn't this. This field, I can make a clear decision, this one not. Who is saying, I'm very emotional today in this, or my mind is very quiet, right? Who is saying, I have a lot of energy today, I don't have energy, right? Who is saying, I'm very large, I'm very small, right? I'm in the 5th percentile inside. My body feels heavy. Who's saying all this? I'm saying, right? So these are my instruments I am using. What happens? And actually what we say is, what is very confusing, this whole idea, I, that's the crux of the issue, not clear. So we do some yoga, I'm very peaceful. Oh, I feel so wonderful. It's true, it's very nice. But what happens then, that feeling wonderful after a while goes away. So do yoga again next day, feel good. And it goes away. Yoga is a very useful tool, but that's why some Vedanta like this is also very helpful, very necessary. So I is there too. So what we say, other than these, what we call Atma, or myself as a conscious being, awareness, right? And because I know I'm a conscious being, I know. If I'll say, are you a conscious being? You'll say, I'm not sure, I don't know. You can only answer because you're a conscious being, because you thought you were aware that you're, yes, I'm something, yes. So no, I'm not. You can't answer if you're not. You're not a robot, it's just programmed to, but we're not programmed to. So to say no, you have to be a conscious being also, like this. So the problem Vedanta is saying is the confusion between Atman, between myself, and between the instruments. So what we call I, usually, is some mixture of the two, where this is, as we said, experience is something constantly dynamic, changing. When we were sitting just for a minute or two, we said, okay, am I one or many? Well, from experience perspective, from my instruments perspective, I'm many. There's no way I'm not. But from my perspective as conscious being, I'm just one. I'm always one. Are you ever somebody else? You're always the same person. Maybe different thoughts, maybe different experiences like this, different ideals, but still I'm same one. Same one. So the problem is the confusion between these. And the contemplations we'll do is about the difference between them. And the way we'll do it is we'll separate into two things. In this class, we'll give some just simple ways of looking at it. Next series, we'll take one step further in other ways that it's done, even some other ways which include also external world, everything, but to make first a bit simpler. So the having some contemplations on why are they distinct, different, and to help to sort out the confusion a little bit. This is it. So the thing is, the Raja Yoga meditation, learning just to be present, more quiet, is a very helpful stepping stone, because if I'm sitting in my mind everywhere, how am I going to contemplate? It's very hard. So that's a very helpful tool. So the fact that we'll do the yoga first, then sit for 10 minutes and have some meditation on it, would be very much easier to do it then. This is one thing. How it's done. So that's preparation for this, because this one then is observing and understanding. Understanding, I see, like for instance, I feel my body, I'm aware. There's awareness and there's sensation. Sensation is body, sense of touch. Awareness is me, I'm aware of it, like this. So this is the idea. So each one of these will be something I can experience, a tool that I use. And this will be me who is behind them, as easily as you can say. So having this background, very important. With this then, the contemplations will be, they'll be useful. Without some background like this, it won't make as much sense. Like this, but really separating between the person and the personality, the myself and the instruments that I have. This is this is this whole idea that we'll be focusing on learning our meditations. Okay. So that we'll do the contemplations from the next class each time based on this background. Okay, like this. And just think of it some of the time. You know, some of the time, take some time during the weekend and just think of it. Yes, I'm always the same one. Are you ever somebody different? No, you're always the same one. So these ones are constantly changing, right? Everything, so much change, change, change. But myself, I'm always the same one. So which am I? You know, I'm the changing one or I'm this one? Like this. If everything was changing, I wouldn't feel I'm the same one. I think a year ago or a few years ago, I wouldn't think I'm the same one, but I feel I'm the same one. So that's why something there is same. Like that. So this is what this point says. So think of that a little bit, about this, that I'm always the same one, very interesting. And then we'll do more meditations on this end of each class. Purnamevavashishyate. Om.